Bereshus Marenu v'Rabenu Reb Weinberger Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Kleni Mishkamen Ben Rabenu Eli Melech Kedushin Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim. A woman is acquired with three different ways. The reason that the focus and the subject is in Isha, and it doesn't just say Ishkona like the Gemara says, is because a woman is kind of rak midaita, only with her consent, as opposed to Gerishin, that one is allowed to be Megarish a woman against her
will.
So there are three ways that a woman can be married. V'Koines Atzma B'Shtei Drachim. And she can acquire herself, where she's free to go and marry somebody else, with two ways. Now the reason that the Mishnah goes out of its way and says it's only three ways is coming to be memayit chalipin. The Gemara says that man cannot marry a woman with chalipin because chalipin can also work pachas mishava pruta. So anything less than a shava pruta can't be used to acquire a woman, except by a shtar, as we're soon going to see. Niknis bekesef b'shtar v'biya. So she could be kind of with kesef, as we learned kicha kicha, the same word kicha by Stei Ephron, by the Maras Machpelah, and also it says a lashon of ki kach ish isha b'shtar. The way that he would be mekadosher with a shtar is that the husband would write on a shtar or anything hareyat mekudeshes li, even if the shtar isn't a shava pruta. Now, why can one be mekadosh with a shtar that's not shava pruta? Because kedushin is learned out from gerushin, and just like a person can divorce with a shtar with a get that's less than a shava pruta, so too he can marry because there's a strong connection between get and kedushin from the hekish from the yatzav ha'isa, as the Gemara explains. Now, it's interesting, the Rav, when he speaks about shtar, he only talks about a man giving a shtar to a girl's father to marry. Bitcha mekudeshesli on a shtar. But Taisantiv says that it's huadin, because the Rav himself is Messiah, that it's lav dafka using a shtar to marry somebody's daughter. You can use a shtar to marry a woman directly. V'kesef, Beishame omen bedinar v'shava dinar. So kesef, Beishame says, the minimum has to be a dinar. The Gemara explains that according to Beishame, benosi so shouldn't become like hefker, like you could just buy him for nothing. So a dinar is it's a shear that's chashuv. Uveshava dinar, and anything that's the same worth as a dinar. Uveshil omen bepruta uveshava pruta. Uveshil says, whether it's a pruta is the weight of half of a barley grain. It's very, very light. It has the least possible value. And anything that's worth a pruta. Vekamehi pruta, and how much is a pruta? Echad mishmona b'isar italki. It's 1/8 of an isar italki. Is a coin, this isar, had weight of 4 barley grains. So 1/8 of that, which is a pruta, is half of a barley grain. That's the weight of the pruta. The koines atzma beget v'misis abal. And as the Mishnah said, that a woman can be koner herself with a get and a misis abal if her husband dies. And the Mishnah ends, ayivama niknes bebia. Ayivama can be koner bebia. Now, this can be done bal karcha. Here, the lashon niknes, like the Gemara says, is agav, the resha. But really, you don't need the yivama's daita. You don't need her consent. She can be koner with bia. And once she's koner with bia, she's the wife of the Yavam for everything. But Kesef and Shtar don't work Midiraisa. And remember at the end of Yavamas, it seemed that even though Kiddushin doesn't work by Yibam, Bia is only what makes it work Midiraisa. Nevertheless, Kiddushin, which works, as we said over there, as a Mimer, that's what a Mimer is by Yibam, it's still the best thing to do right before Yibam. So they would be Mekadosh a woman and then complete it with the actual Bia for Yibam. But by itself, it doesn't work. The only thing that works, midrabanan, is to passel her from other brothers if she just did a mimer, just if he was just mekadosh her without actual yibum. The koines atzam bechalitza v'misas hayavim, and then she is free to marry others. She acquires herself with chalitza, and also the death of the yavim. Now, if she does chalitza to one of the brothers, she can go marry other people. But if v'misas hayavim, it's not always true. Misas hayavim, if he was the only brother, then yes, she's finished from yibum. She's pater and she can go marry anybody else. But if there's another brother besides, let's say, the oldest brother, she's still not 100% pater from Yibum. She would still have to either marry him or do chalitza to him.